Thanks for listening to BYU Idaho Radio's Morning Headlines. I'm Brandon Isle. Today is Thursday, January 6, 2022. Students at BYU Idaho are excited to be back for another semester, which means a number of new career exploration opportunities are available and students get to see their friends again. We interviewed students in the crossroads of BYU Idaho to find out what they're excited about for winter 2022. Hailing from Missouri, Jared told us he only has a few semesters left as a biomedical science major. He's happy students won't have to wear masks as often outside of classrooms.
One thing that I'm excited for is I think with an announcement with less COVID restrictions, that's nicer. We're returning back to normal or somewhat. But compared to last winter and the winters before that, I mean, this was 2 years ago. This was the winter semester that shut down the school halfway through, and it's nice to see it all back to almost normal in classrooms and outside of them.
Tyler from Burley is just beginning to explore different agricultural career opportunities.
I'm excited for a couple of my classes this semester. I'm taking some interesting ones and ones that will be helpful for me and in my degree and for just career exploration. I'm just starting school, just one or two semesters in, so looking forward to a little bit more career exploration.
And Hope from Dallas is learning to love the snow.
I'm excited for making new friends, living with great roommates. I don't really like the snow that much, but I'm excited to learn to love it. I'm excited to learn how to snowboard this semester too, so we'll see how that goes.
We wish BYU Idaho students a great semester and remind them to please drive safely. Idaho Senator Mike Crapo announced his bid for re-election yesterday. Crapo has served in the U.S. Senate since 1998 and in the U.S. House of Representatives for three terms from 1993 to 98. Crapo says he's running for his fifth term because we're in the middle of the most important fight for our future that most of us alive today have experienced, he said, and that he wants to stay in this fight for a future that assures every American the freedoms so many have fought and died to protect. There are three other Republican candidates who said they're running for the Senate seat: Jeremy Gilbert, Mike Little, and Scott Trotter. Scott Cleveland is also running. He is running as unaffiliated. The primary election is on May 17th. The Bennett County Sheriff's Office has placed a jail employee on administrative leave. In a news release, the office says Marina Billings is part of a criminal investigation in Salt Lake City. She's a booking deputy at the Bennett County Jail and has worked for the county since 2014. According to Fox 13 News in Salt Lake City, Billings is accused in the death of 68-year-old Boris Lakin, a decorated speed skater who lived in the Salt Lake area. His last competition was this last July, soon before he died of mad cow disease. Investigators say Billings left Idaho and moved in with Lakin, and soon after, his health quickly declined. She and her husband, Robert Billings, are now charged with financial exploitation and aggravated abuse. Investigators believe they tried to take advantage of Lakin by getting him to sign a will that would name Marina as the beneficiary. The Bennett County Sheriff's Office says Marina Billings is on leave while they do an internal investigation. Those are your morning news headlines for Thursday, January 6, 2022. I'm Brandon Isle. You can catch more news, interviews, and great content on our podcast feed. Just ask Alexa, Google, or Siri to play the latest BYU Idaho Radio podcast. Or listen to us for free on your favorite podcast app, like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or Stitcher. This is BYU Idaho Radio.